everyone. This year's Toronto's iconic Carlew event venue will once again be home to Art with Heart, the annual auction of contemporary art in support of people living with and at risk of HIV. October the 8th at 6 p.m. Save the date, please. This charity event will feature a collection of 50 works from emerging and established artists, as well as a limited edition of the works of Megan Hickey. Joining us here, right now in the studio, live, is auctioneer Perry Tung. Good morning and welcome to Classical Mornings.
Good morning, Perry.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, you know what? Please take us through the process of choosing the art and how you arrive at the final exhibition.
Well, there's actually a curatorial committee that begins meeting in January, and they look through the submissions and they whittle down the collection to what they feel is the best of the best of contemporary Canadian art. I sat on the curatorial committee for a number of years, and it is quite an eye-opening event. There's over 1,000 submissions that come through, and it's whittled down to approximately 74 works, and it is the creme de la creme of contemporary Canadian art.
And it's mixed media, right?
Mixed media, different media. There's textile work this year, sculptural work, drawings, photography, paintings. It's like a one-stop shop for Canadian art.
Mm. And you also talk about a limited edition from Megan Hickey. Mm-hmm. Now, why do you emphasize that?
It's a limited edition. So it's an edition of 20 prints that Megan did for Art with Heart. And every year we ask an artist to do a limited edition. So if somebody can't buy something at the actual event, but they want to still participate or make a donation, they have something, a souvenir or something they can go home with. Mm.
And that's also very exciting that, you know, that people can go online before the actual auction and bid. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of ways in which you can bid. Talk about that.
So you can register to bid online. You can bid in the room. We encourage you to bid in the room. As an auctioneer, I want to see paddles raised and I want to see smiling faces. But you can, bid in the room, bid online. We also can facilitate a telephone bid if somebody can't attend the event, but they want to be participate or buy something. We will be able to facilitate a telephone bid.
Mm. I want to just talk a little bit about the history of this whole event. For how many years, approximately, has Art with Heart existed, and the origins? They go back to, I guess it was the great June Callwood, right, who founded Casey
June
House.
June Callwood, who founded Casey House. But Art with Heart is coming up to its 30th anniversary.
Wow.
And funnily enough, when I used to work for Bonhams Auctioneers, and my boss at Bonhams Auctioneers, Jack Kerr Wilson, was actually the first auctioneer to conduct the Art with Heart auction in a parking lot on the Casey House grounds. And I started as the auctioneer. I've been involved about 20 years now, and it's just a great event to do. And this year we do have a new auctioneer, Rob Cowley, who's one of the partners in Cowley Abbott, will be joining me. So it's going to be a great event.
Mm. Go ahead. No.
Well, I was just going to say, I know that you're not a medical doctor or not a researcher about HIV, but let's just talk about how HIV and how closer we're getting to a cure and the things that can be done for people with people are able to live. It's no longer a death sentence.
No, I don't. It's no longer a death sentence. No. And I do have friends who have experienced people living with HIV.
Sure.
But it's kind of out of my area of expertise.
Of course.
People are quite welcome to visit Casey House's website, and to get more information there. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is very exciting that with these auctions and people donating, that we can get closer to cures and for people to be able to live with it.
Oh, it's a great cause. When I first started volunteering, I did a tour of Casey House because I wanted to see what I was volunteering for and where the money was going. And anybody at Cowley Abbott where I work has done the tour as well, just to see where the money is going.
Absolutely.
Now, you said at the beginning, you gave us a little insight into the process of actually choosing the artists. I'm assuming that each year they're all different, or are there sometimes repeat artists?
There's some repeat artists. There's artists that come back and they donate every year. Artists like James Lahey, Kim Dorland, Ed Bratinsky, Joshua Jensen Nagel. Oh. These are all major Canadian artists who have taken the time to create something for the auction. And sometimes there are emerging artists. There's a silent auction portion of the event where there's a lot of emerging artists in that sale.
And did you say the artists donate their work?
Yes.
So that's something that we actually need to just stop and take, applaud.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I was not aware of that.
Exciting.
That is phenomenal.
It's all donated through the artists and their dealers. The curatorial approaches the dealers and the artists. And sometimes artists will make work for the auction.
Like it's specifically amazing. For that day.
It's
specifically,
fantastic.
It's a unique work for Casey House.
Yeah, and it's all in support of Casey House. Now, a hospital unlike any other, providing groundbreaking care for people living with and at risk of HIV. And that's what is so exciting about all this, isn't it?
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's just an amazing evening. You know, as an auctioneer, when people bid, you get pumped. When things sell, you have a white glove sale where everything sells. That's the best. That's all we could ask for.
A bit of music in the background or something like that?
No.
The auctioneer is very busy, right?
We're very busy. We're calling bids all over the place.
That's music
paddles.
To everyone's ears.
That is
absolutely.
Music to everybody's ears.
Rhythmically, got it. Perry's got it going on.
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you very much for coming in this morning and talking with us about this extraordinary cause and this extraordinary art auction.
Well, thank you both so much for having me.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We've been talking with auctioneer Perry Tung from Cowley Abbott Fine Arts. Art with Heart, presented by TD Bank Group, the annual auction of contemporary Canadian art in support of people living with and at risk of HIV, taking place at the Carlew, 444 Yonge Street in Toronto, Tuesday, October 8th at 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale now at artwithheart.ca, and you can see the entire collection online. Free public viewings, October 4th and 5th, 12 to 5 p.m. at Cowley Abbott Fine Art. And you can go to at Casey House and Art with Heart. And I think I've covered everything, right?
I think so. Once again, the date is October 8th, right?
Yes, October 8th at 6 p.m., Tuesday, October 8th.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.